Good Friday to you. Shabbat Shalom. I hope that you've had a great week and, Lord willing, going to have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. We're talking about or answering the question or asking the question, better yet, are you prepared for the final battle? And we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks evidences that seem to point that we've entered into a time spiritually which indicates that we are moving rapidly into the period of birth pangs that will end up culminating in the return of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do those times look like? What will they be like? And we've talked about the evidences that seem to indicate and point toward the reality that we're facing, that we are in that time currently right now, described by John in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, and then again, beyond that, as we've said, everything from that point on is future, the culminating of the final conflict between Satan and his little minions against God. And God will eradicate them simply with fire from heaven, as John describes in Revelation 20. What is the counsel, though, of Christ concerning you and I as believers? Following him, how are we to prepare ourselves for such times? Well, we've looked at the fact that Jesus tells us, one, not to be deceived or led astray. He tells us, two, that we are to be prepared physically, emotionally, spiritually for persecution. Number three, he says that we are to be aware of the time in which we're living. We know the season in which we're in. We are to be alert, awake spiritually, and, you know, keeping a sharp lookout so that we might discern the time and the season in which we are in. But he admonishes us that there are some things that will keep us from being awake and alert, and some things we need to guard against or stop in the midst of those days. Because Jesus again said that they would be a time like has never been before in the history of the world. They will be days which will send fear throughout the hearts of many, many people. Luke 21, 34 through 36, Jesus says, "But watch out, so your hearts are not weighed down by carousing, strong drink, and the worries of life. Do not let that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come rushing upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Stay alert at all times, praying," that's vital, "that you may have the strength to escape all these things about to happen and to stand before the Son of Man." Notice he says, be on guard and guard your heart, your inner person, your emotions, the spiritual aspect of your being. Don't let them be weighed down. But he describes three things: by carousing, strong drink, and the worries of life. All of these things that he just described are means of escape. They're distractions. And I believe that what Jesus is saying is, look, when these things begin to happen and these things begin to transpire in the world, there's going to be a lot of people who are, because of the fear, because of the anxiety, the stress that is going to come on them, because of the things that they're seeing coming upon the face of the earth, are going to just want to escape. And they may try to escape in a bottle. They may try to escape in drugs. They may try to escape in just throwing caution to the wind and beginning to live a life of carousing and partying and just, you know, throwing themselves into any form of activity that will give them an escapist mentality. They can just forget about, you know, what's going on. They try to just stick their head in the sand and make it go away. And he talks about the worries of life, things that are happening the concerns of you get so invested in your own world, in your own life, and making a living, and trying to garner and amass material things, the love of money. I mean, this all kind of things. And what he is describing, though, is what he's saying is, look, don't allow yourself to become addicted to things that will distract you, and that will try to give you a means of escape mentally and emotionally, so you can just sort of push all this stuff to the side and try to forget about it. You know, just try to forget about it. When you used to read about when movies first came out and theaters first came out, and people would be experiencing, you know, hard times in their own life, like during the Depression or even during, you know, World War II or any kind of conflict, people in those days would say they went to the movies to escape, to just sort of forget about the world outside, to forget about the terrible things that were happening, the wars, the economic issues, all those kind of things, just for 2 hours to step away from it and get a break. Well, when these things began to unfold in the history of the world, and we begin to move toward these times that Jesus describes, there's going to be a lot of people looking for ways of escape. And they'll be looking for it in a lot of different places, even believers. And this is who Jesus is talking to here, his followers. So don't, he says, don't let yourself get weighed down by these things. Don't seek a means of escape in anything. Don't seek your peace. Don't seek your protection. Don't seek your calm for your soul. Not anywhere except in me and in my word. I've told you these things are going to happen, so and pray. This is why he says, praying that you may have strength. Again, the times and the events that will be unfolding historically are going to drive people either to the Lord, to a deeper walk with him, to a greater clinging to him in their own walk with him and their praying, their intimacy, or they're going to drive them away from the Lord, and they're going to seek to find places of escape because they just don't want to have to deal with the reality of what's happening. Jesus tells them, stop. Don't allow this to happen. And don't be discouraged or afraid. Luke 21:28, now when these things begin to happen, stand straight up. Lift up your heads because your salvation is near. Stand up. Stand straight up. The idea there is that you're bowed down, you're looking down, you're weighed down, and you're not, your focus is not up. Him. Your focus is on what's going on around you, or your head is down all the way to the ground. You're so discouraged and so beat down that you're not looking with anticipation and expectation of what is coming. Him. So, and when you are looking for him, you're not discouraged. You're not afraid. You're looking with anticipation and expectation because you realize that all of these birth pangs are going to result in a birth, in new life, in the age to come, the age of Messiah in all of its fullness when he returns. Jesus tells us, don't be discouraged or afraid. Look up. Because your salvation is near. It's about to happen. You know, we've just entered spring, and behind our home here in North Carolina, we have a large number of woods. And we have neighbors through the woods way back, but during the fall and the winter, we can see them clear. I mean, the leaves are off the trees, and so we can see the house of our neighbor, the back of their homes, and so forth. But I always begin to look through the woods, knowing when winter is wrapping up, getting close to spring, to begin to look for the green buds to begin to pop off of the trees. And it's kind of interesting because you get up every day and you're going out and you're looking out the window with expectation, anticipation, wanting to see those green buds, because we realize when the buds start happening, then the woods start filling up again and we lose the view of our neighbor. Well, that started happening, you know, just within the last week or so. And it's like you get up one day and it's not there, and the next day, boom, it's happened. But there's anticipation and expectation of that greenery popping out. You know it's going to happen because you know we're entering a new season. The same thing is true here. We are looking with anticipation and expectation. We see the signs. We're aware of what's going on. And we know that a new season is about to burst forth upon us. The season of the kingdom of God. I hope you're excited about that. I am. Looking forward to the return of our Messiah. Doesn't mean the road's going to be easy to get to that point. It will be difficult. And there's battles to fight and a big one that's coming. And we need to be prepared for it. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Lord willing, when we get back together, we're going to look at what Paul the Apostle even has to say. Paul gives us some counsel. Peter gives us some counsel about how to prepare for those days. And next week, Lord willing, we'll wrap this study up. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace.